You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
We were laughing yesterday about a dog that was trained to do such and such. I don't even remember what it was. And so we started kicking around this discussion about, well, you know, dogs are so smart and they can train them to do almost anything. There's those mind-blowing things that dogs can do now with disease, you know, where they can sniff out various things. They, you know, they've trained dogs to sniff out cancer, believe it or not. And then there were the COVID-trained dogs that could sense COVID-19 in people. And
then there's just the other dogs that like sniffing your crotch. Then there's those dogs.
There's that dog. The pervert dog. Your uncle's dog that was always a little perverted.
Who's a good boy?
But we were just wondering, what if, just mind candy here, what if you could train your dog to do anything? And if that was the case, what would you train your dog to do?
I threw it up on my Facebook a little bit ago, and a lot of either picking up their own poo, which is pretty solid, pun intended, and folding and putting the laundry away. Can you see a little pug pulling all the laundry out of the dryer and folding it and putting away your delicates
while it's going... Then you'd have dog hair all over your clothes to start with before you even put it on.
Why not? It's going to be there anyway. I think for me, with all this freaking snow that was supposed to be coming in, I want my dog to shovel for me. I'm so sick of shoveling, Dom. So sick of it. So yeah, get me a big old husky out there or something with a shovel clearing the sidewalk.
You know what? If I really take some time and think about that, as much as we laugh, that one is actually doable, because you could get a certain little harness thing that goes around the chest area
Absolutely.
Of a dog with a little shovel sticking out front, and you could train them to march back and forth. Now, they might not get all of it, but they could get
most of it. They could get the legal parts, you know. I mean, I think you'd probably want like a St. Bernard or a German Shepherd or something. Pomeranian or a Chihuahua doing that. You need a hardy dog to do all that, but I think that'd be
great. That one is totally doable. In fact, I'm wondering if anyone has ever done that. You just hook up the little harness with a little shovel, open the door, and then they get a treat when they're done. You
go
know
shovel,
they'll
boy.
Do it.
Go shovel. Yeah, okay.
Put little booties on them, you know, to protect
their feet
and everything.
Some earmuffs. Put it down.
Yeah, that's, you know, that one's funny, but I think it's doable. So is Goldie Fawn big enough?
No, she would know.
Tiny?
She's too chicken. She'd scamper back in. Oh, it's cold.
So you get to have some fun with this. If you want to tell us what you have trained your dog to do, that's unusual. That's fine, too. But the mind candy of if you could train that animal to do anything.
I love Nancy Pants that just texted in. I want my dog to make me a cocktail and rub my feet.
I've noticed a handful of guys have written and said, get me a beer.
A lot
of
that.
The funny thing is, there are plenty. You can go onto YouTube and you'll see plenty of videos where people have trained their dog to do exactly that.
Yeah, you can totally do that.
Guys will be sitting on the couch watching a game or something, and they snap their finger, and the dog runs into the kitchen, opens the fridge, pulls a beer out, and brings it to him. I mean,
it's a pretty solid dog. Yeah. Now, if I could just crack it open and put it in a chilled glass, that's a whole nother issue there.
What, and give you a back rub while you're watching the game or something like that? 303-691-1MIX, 691-1649. We're going to grab a couple of calls here. I know... Alex has been thinking about this. Alex, you can train that dog to do anything, so what are you going to pick?
Oh, I would definitely train my dog to bite my hand before an Amazon purchase.
Yes, 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 Alex. That's solid, dude.
That might be the winner right there.
That dog could save you thousands of dollars.
Yeah, absolutely.
Don't do it.
Control. I need a dog to do that for me.
Yeah,
that's hilarious. That's a good one, Alex.
Thank you. Thank you.
You have the dog sitting at your feet and learns to recognize the Amazon logo, right?
Right.
And it could start with a growl. And then when you hover over the buy now button.
It grabs your pant leg and starts pulling you back.
Here's Ty on the phone. Ty, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Morning, boys. How doing?
We're doing good, Ty. What's your story? Yeah. What's your deal? What do you want to say?
Oh, I didn't train my dog to do nothing. It was my mom's dog, St. Bernard. And she got her well enough to pull her in a wheelchair by wrapping the leash around her waist while she's in the wheelchair with a broken foot. Got the dog to pull her down the street.
Okay. Okay.
It worked really well. And then the dog decided to turn and tried to run her into a car.
Well, the dog had enough of your mom. Enough's enough.
It always starts well, Ty. Thank you for
that. I'm not a horse.
Okay, now speaking of which, I got to tell this quickly. When I was in first grade, I trained our German Shepherd. Well, trained. I didn't train her to do anything. But we had a big German Shepherd named Tiber, and I would get in my wagon. I had tied a rope to the handle of the wagon and then to Tiber's collar, and I would sit in the wagon, and I'd take one of her bones that, you know, she loved, and I would throw the bone across the yard and then hold on. She would go tearing after the bone, and I got this great, it was almost like a roller coaster ride in the wagon.
Yeah, give it hell, man.
Great plan, awesome. Right? Except I got off the wagon after a while of playing this, and I left her tied to it while I went inside to get a glass of Kool-Aid or something. Something happened that spooked her. I don't know what it was, and she jumped, and when she jumped, the wagon jumped after her, which, because it was now empty, so there was no weight in it, which spooked her even more. And all we know is that we go looking out the window, and Tiber is tearing around the backyard, going through my mom's rose bushes. Those are just flying everywhere. And the wagon is not even on its wheels anymore, right? It's just tumbling like end over end. And the more that goes, the more it scared the hell out of the dog.
Oh, yeah. Tiber!
And when my mom got out there to catch her, she's...
Oh, yeah.
Man, did I get in trouble for that.
I bet you did.
Don't ever tie your wagon to the dog again. So, lesson learned. Yeah. Here's Denise. Denise, good morning.
Good morning, boys. How are you?
Super
so,
dupes.
What would you train your dog to do if you could?
I would train him to brush himself because he is super hairy.
You got a fuzzy baby, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What kind of dog?
He's a mix. He's got a little husky, shepherd, and pit bull in him.
Oh, yeah, that does sound hairy.
And it's all over everything, isn't it?
Are you that house with the dog hair everywhere and like every corner and all over the couch? And
yep. I just got rid of my old couch, and there was all kinds of hair in the cracks.
That's so gross. You can never wear black because everything's covered. That's
Denise,
gross.
Denise, thank you for the call. I got cat hair all over my house, so it's like we all have something, I guess. Here's Gina. Gina, good morning. Welcome.
Good morning.
All right, so you can train this dog to do anything. What are you going to pick?
Mow my yard and trim the bushes.
Yeah, that's pretty solid. That's kind of up there with my shovel in the driveway.
You just want a lawn
outside.
Boy.
You could, yeah, just get yourself a lawn boy, Gina.
I'll keep that in mind.
A little more
keep
fun to look
at.
Keep
it in mind. Thank you for the call. You know, I can see putting the little shovel, like we were talking about, on a harness with your dog, but when it's something that's got moving blades in it, I don't think I
want to
take
that. You don't
want
a Tiber situation with that.
I don't think, no,
Tiber!
No.
Tiber!